right now. A guy who, you know, you say on radio, the Hokie, a guy who needs no introduction, but really does not need any introduction here in Sacramento. And he's a guy you recognize immediately when you see him. Former Sacramento King, former Kansas Jayhawk, and all around good guy, Scott Pollard. Scott, it's Dave, Katie, and Nate. How are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm just wonderful. It's actually sunny here in the Middle East of America in Indiana, and so it's a good day.
Scott, we always love talking to you, but you were in the news yesterday for such a goofy ass reason. Rajon Rondo's talking about, I don't know what it is, taking everybody to an island who was on the Celtics championship team and hanging out and on hammocks and doing whatever, except for Ray Allen. And he talked about how he found Leon Poe somewhere and this guy and that guy. But I seem to remember a 7-foot-tall samurai with the Boston Celtics championship ring, and you weren't included. And Ron, I thought you and Rajon, you guys were boys, man. What happened?
Well, first of all, I'm not insulted that I wasn't invited. and when Rondo named off a couple of guys, he named off a couple of guys. But I think his mentality for that, without trying to put words in his mouth, seemed to be more directed at the fact that he was definitely not going to invite Ray, mm-hmm. as opposed to, I've definitely talked to everyone else on the team. And really, it was just his choice of words that I took offense to, because he said, I spoke with everyone else except for P.J. Brown. P.J. was signed to replace me when I had career-ending surgery. And that's why I was like, well, okay, you're trying to get a hold of P.J. Brown. I played more games than P.J. Brown did that year. Mm-hmm. And I played until my body literally gave out. So, you know, it's not that I wasn't invited on the trip. If he had said, hey, I talked to a few guys from that team thinking about getting together, there's nothing wrong with that. And honestly, and again, this is not sour grapes. This is, I'm too busy. But if Rondo got a hold of me right now and said, hey, can you make it? I would say no, because if I'm leaving the country to go to a beach, I'm certainly not going with those guys. I'm going with my own family.
Yeah.
That's not a slight on them either. I mean, it's just that I haven't spoken to any of them, most of them, for 10 years since we were teammates. So, you know, like if it was an official Celtics gathering, Boston Celtics put together, and it was in Boston or wherever, then, yeah, if it was an official Celtics gathering. But it sounds like Rajon just wanted to get some friends together that he likes on the team, from that team. That's fine. Good luck. I have fun. Enjoy it. I have a wife and 4 kids, and if I'm going on vacation out of the country, they're going with me, and I'm probably going to spend 99% of my time with them. And I might go say hi to the guys on the Celtics team.
Scott, everybody knows that he has his panties in a wad over Ray Allen leaving, which, you know, kind of similar to the Kevin Durant thing and what's going on with Russell Westbrook right now. This is clearly a business. People make decisions based on their own career path and what they're trying to achieve. And at what point is he going to let this go? Or is this just who Rajon Rondo is? And should he be that upset?
I'm wondering why the hatred towards Ray. When people become free agents, they can go wherever they want. As you said, it's a business. I don't recall Ray specifically saying he didn't like being in Boston or, you know, whatever, other than maybe he just stopped returning phone calls because they weren't teammates anymore. And I'm fine with that. I know Ray treated his job just like a business. He was there for Ray and Ray's family. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that because we're all independent contractors. And that's how I was. I loved my teammates when I was teammates with them. But there's only a few guys that I still keep in touch with that were teammates of mine in the NBA. College guys, yeah. But NBA guys, you know, they're coworkers. Do you guys call up coworkers from 10 years ago and say, hey, let's get together? No, you don't. Most people don't. You know? So that it is time, if there's a beef between the two of them, to grow up and just say, hey, man, we won a championship together. That's more important than whatever personal beef that you've got with me or I've got with you. Life's too short to hold a grudge, man. They get heavy.
Right.
Scott Pollard's with us on KHDK. I want to shift gears just momentarily, Scott. You have been, in the last few years, you've been spot on a couple of draft prospects that, you know, people were high on. You weren't so much. The one that specifically stands out to me is Thomas Robinson. You nailed that one right across the board. Unfortunately, he still ended up in Sacramento. Are there guys this year, at least one guy, everyone's high on, you're looking at saying, eh, not so fast?
Also, you guys have to understand, and I know you do, but for the listeners, I watch Kansas basketball. Mm-hmm. I can't comment on the ball kid at UCLA because I've only seen him play for about 15 seconds. I can't comment on that nationwide spectrum and how deep this draft is. I take other people's experts' word for it that there are a lot of guys in this draft, and this seems to be a strong draft. So when I know a guy that I've seen play, like Thomas Robinson, I commentated every home game that year, so I saw him play every home game. So I know what he was about. But now I watch all the Kansas games on TV, and so I know them, and I know a few of their opponents. So my perspective is very narrow, so I just want to get that out of the way.
Gotcha.
But there's a guy, that I think is projected. I heard that he's projected like in the 50s in Frank Mason that I think could end up jumping into the first round and possibly in the middle or even early first round. If he wins the Wooden Award, Frank Mason from Kansas, like Buddy Hield last year, winning the Big 12 Player of the Year, it can catapult your status. The hype machine is there. It just depends on how strong this draft is and obviously what teams need. Personally, I think the Kings could go for a point guard that's a man. He's already got 4 years of college. He's a man. He's not a kid. He has a child of his own. And he's a man. He's a leader. And he's somebody that could come in and be a floor general. He's short, yeah. But in the NBA, are you really looking for your point guard to do all the scoring for you? I mean, besides Steph Curry, you're looking at a point guard that can bring the ball to the court, and this is what the Kings need, in my opinion. It's somebody to distribute the ball to the rest of the guys, and the Kings are going to get talent. They're going to get a superstar this summer. But I think that Mason is one guy that's kind of fallen through the cracks that might jump up and surprise people how high he gets picked.
I was hoping you'd say that, Scott, because I absolutely love Frank Mason. I love the way he plays. Last thing before you go, because I know you got to get out of here, is Josh Jackson the truth?
Josh Jackson just keeps getting better. To compound the point with Frank Mason, he stayed 4 years. I wouldn't be commenting on Frank Mason right now last year. I didn't like him his first 3 years at Kansas. He finally matured. He finally found the best Frank Mason he can be, and that just comes with experience and age. Josh Jackson would obviously, in my opinion, benefit from another year of college. He keeps getting better, but is he the best Josh Jackson? Is he the ready product for the NBA? No, he's not. But the way the game is, the way that the business is, he's going this summer. He'll get picked in the lottery, and somebody's going to have to work with him and develop him even further because he doesn't shoot free throws very well. He doesn't shoot three-pointers with very much consistency, but he's gotten better every month of this season. So the sky's the limit. He is legit. He's more polished than Andrew Wiggins was at this stage of his career, of his life, after his freshman year of college. But he's not nearly the freak athletically that Andrew Wiggins is, nor does he have the size that Andrew Wiggins has. But Josh Jackson is legit. He's a great player. He's a good kid. He had some personal scrapes this year. And I hope that he learns from them and matures from those off-the-court things that were just dumb stuff. But, I do think he's a legit player, and I wish he would stay another year and get better and mature. And then you'd be like, wow, that's number one pick no matter what.
Always a special place in everyone's heart here in Sacramento. Scott Pollard, follow him online at ScottPollard31. Really appreciate your time, buddy. You take care.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Scott.
That's Scott Pollard, man. The samurai. The OG. The original. Take a break.
He put it so perfectly, the whole Rajon Rondo thing.
I think so, too.
Well done.
I think so, too. We'll take a break. We're way late. When we get back, let's do the rebrew on the drive. Sports 1140 KHDK.